And we found a way to keep kids in school and maintain parents' involvement in their children's education. By providing nutritious meals in schools, we have decreased the number of dropouts and we have eradicated malnutrition among our students. So we know that creating comprehensive models of education in areas where the population is vulnerable to extreme poverty and conflict transforms the minds of not only the kids but also the families and entire communities. And it works, believe me, it works. Now, I want to be clear about this. This isn't about charity. This is about investing in human potential. From an ethical point of view, from a moral point of view, it, of course, accomplishes the purpose. But also, from an economic point of view, this could bring enormous benefits to all mankind. Universal education is the key to global security and economic growth. We all want safer nations. And in a world where weak states are often haven for violent extremists, getting more children into school can dramatically help reduce the risk of instability and lay the groundwork for more stable democratic political systems to emerge. A child who lives in extreme poverty, away from school, is 10 times more likely to be recruited by a militant group than one who is receiving an education. For instance, in Colombia, we have kids in our school who were destined to be a part of the drug trafficking business or recruited by guerrillas. However, today, as we speak, those same kids are going to college, just like you, and are graduating soon. So yes, education promotes peace and stability worldwide.